Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I'm delighted to be joined in studio tonight by a very spirited young man, singer, songwriter and musician, Theo Fitzgibbon. After that conversation, did you take the bus in tonight or did you bring the car?
I drove in.
Hang on a sec there, just hold on a minute. That should be much better. Mm-hmm. You drove?
I drove in, yeah.
Okay, how are you?
I'm very good, very good.
You're looking good. And do you know something?
Thank you, sir.
I say spirited because if you look at Theo's Instagram, you'll see a real entertainer as he takes to the streets of Dublin and London, hopping out of bins and singing on buses, all to get his music out there. I've got a little piece here, Theo. Actually, it's I haven't actually listened to it, but anything I've seen over the last couple of days by you is just brilliant. Have a little listen to this. All right, it's it's just one of those days. I watched a video by you today, and I remember when I lived in London. I used to take the underground all the time, the tube, and one of the steepest escalators, and you'll be able to tell me whether I'm right here or wrong, is it the Northern Line or is it the Piccadilly Line?
I think it's the Northern Line.
Yeah, and that was the one where literally you're giving it everything, looking up the down escalator, and you're singing, and you're giving high fives to the guys who are coming on the up escalator on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah,
and it's extraordinary. It's like inspirational, and it takes something special, because to get your music heard these days isn't easy, is it?
And well, it is and it isn't. Some weeks it feels like it's easy, and some weeks it feels like it's not, you know. There's an opportunity for people to get their music out there if you're willing to create some content. But yeah, there's a lot of people making content these days, so that's where things get tricky.
Okay, I've got this now.
Okay, happy days.
I have indeed, and I want to play a little bit of it just to give people a little sort of. Oh God, hang on a sec there.
That wasn't part of the music, folks.
You think after all these years I'd know which buttons to press? Anyway, have a listen to this. Okay. Love this. Here's Theo Fitzgibbon. Have a listen to this. I love it. I love it.
Thank you, sir.
It's a different creative process now compared to back in the day when, I mean, I was on 2FM, and back then, you know, if you were a young Irish artist as talented, say, as you, EMI Records or Warner would have approached you, you know, and you would have got the talent scouts and you would have been in Whelan's. And there would have been one of those nights where a lot of these guys are invited along to listen to you, you know. Then you get the recording contract, and then you get the plays on national radio and local radio. It's not like that anymore, is it?
A bit different, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds lovely.
Is that frustrating for you? Because I'm sure you remember those times. I remember, like, you know, talking to somebody like you back, say, in 1992, and you were just after getting, say, a two-album deal with CBS or with Sony or with Warner or whatever, and you were guaranteed the records would be played on the likes of 2FM and Today FM, and, you know, if we'd been there, then we would have been playing your music. But what do you do now when, for example, that came out on the 12th of April, Caroline, okay? In order to get people's awareness, is the stuff you're doing, the creative out there stuff, necessary? Because it is really the only way of getting sort of the notoriety you need, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a great way of growing an audience for sure. Like, to be honest, one thing I've done recently is I've focused a lot of making content for my Instagram and whatnot. But one thing I wish I had done is done more live gigs and hustled a bit more to to make some live shows. So I think it's like there's many kind of strings to that bow. If you can get out there, be seen, get heard in real life as well as create content as well, I think those two, when they work synchronized, when they work hand by hand, something magic can happen. But I think for me, any artist that I know that has grown an audience, it grows exponentially fast. Mm-hmm. And it really starts to happen when they're out there making moves as well as going viral online. I've had a few kind of reasonably viral videos, and once a video, you know, that's when a video just starts organically growing and turning up on everyone's feeds. And when that happens, it's a whole different thing. You start to get messages from people all around the world, Australia, England, Scotland, people who are committed to listening to your future releases, people who want to come to your shows, people who want to buy, you know, a t-shirt off you, whatever. Yeah, I think there's less money in the physical world, the real world, you know. I think there's less money to be invested in an artist at the level I'm at. So in order for me to create my proof of concept, to get some more investment, to get out there has to be noise online. I think labels, managers are probably slightly cautious of investing in someone who just appears to either not have the ability to go viral or who is not going viral, or creating content that captures people's imagination, you know.
And is that where it comes from these days, that this is what, say, I suppose music labels, because considering records are gone, but music, well, I know they're back in certain genres, whatever, but So the music labels are looking to you to do all of the hard work first.
A little bit, yeah, to be honest. But like, yeah, you could have a successful career without a label now as well, yeah. Which is the other flip side of this coin. Like, if you're able to fund your own music, record, produce, and get the word out there via the internet, and, you know, having an amazing summer of festivals, and, you know, you don't need a label anymore. Necessarily, there's loads of different, there's no rules, it's the Wild West out here, you know.
Yeah, it is.
And
yeah,
I actually don't know very much, like, I'm just doing what the only thing I know to do. Like, there are days where I'm going, what am I doing? Like, you mentioned I jumped out of a bin in a video. That video did well, but that gave me an identity crisis for a good solid 3 weeks. Existential crisis.
And where does the inspiration come from? Because you've got to be different, first of all. How old do you first start, if you don't mind me asking?
I'll never say my age in public.
Okay, well, give me an approximation. Would you be in your...
Older than I'd like to be for this industry, put it that way.
Right, okay. Yeah, well, age doesn't really matter, but it's all about the talent, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, that's what I tell myself that lie. But it's back then... It was the record label, the music label, that did all the hard work for you. They saw the talent. They went to Whelan's. They saw you at gigs around the country or whatever, and somebody tipped off somebody who said, oh, we'd like to hear a demo. And then, you know, they say, go and write 6 songs and bring them back to us, 12 songs. And they say, OK, we'll give you a 2-album deal or whatever. And there's a few bob up front to go and record it. But
happy days. Sounds lovely.
Yeah, but then they own you, don't they?
Well...
Would you like to be on?
if there's money to be made, yeah, why not? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the reason I'd like to sign to a label is for someone to pay for the recording, someone to pay for the someone to help me do the dirty work, or maybe the dirty work is the wrong phrase. Someone to help, a bit of help. You know what I mean? A bit of help.
Yeah.
Like, I am an independent artist. I do have a type of record deal, so a distribution deal. I mean, it's probably a little bit boring to go into the business of that, but it's not an all-encompassing, all-out investment. Like, I fund basically everything. I just have someone distributing and promoting the music.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think the industry is rapidly changing, and anyone who claims to be an expert, be wary of, because how can you be an expert of something that changes every 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah. Is it? It's changing for the better or for the worse?
I don't know. Are there? we're really getting into it now, aren't we?
Yeah. I've spent most of my life on radio. I love music. I love music from all over the world. I love all genres. I love classical. I love punk. I mean, my Spotify favorite Spotify playlist is 1970s punk.
Nice.
You know, and yeah, it still has that freshness about it, you know. Mm. Whereas a lot of stuff, like, you know, what was his name who played the Three Arena there last night? It was a Lil DJ, I think, was there some... the
I don't know who played
American rapper, 21-year-old guy. Played was jammed, but, like, I mean, the average age, I'd say, was about 12. Mm. You know, maybe a little older. But that's a genre, then, that I would have absolutely no interest in. But what I really enjoy looking in on from where I am is at what you're doing.
Mm.
You're doing the work he's not doing. That's all done for him. And, you know, the big black limo pulls up and brings it back to a 5-star hotel. Whereas you're sitting at home thinking, how am I going to bring that attention back to myself based on the notoriety that I kind of built around myself the last time I released something?
Yeah.
Where does that inspiration come from?
That's a good question. Your music has to be heard, and when you have a bit of momentum and you have some videos that are doing well and everyone's telling you you're a great lad and there are lots of nice comments and all that, there's something, I don't know, something happens to your brain where the right decisions become obvious. But yeah, you can have writer's block with content. You can have a period where you have no idea what your identity is. I have a bit of crack with my content. I can't physically take myself seriously. I've never been able to. I like that about myself. I don't want to lose that about myself. So, yeah, I do. Maybe my content at times is too self-deprecating. I don't know. I think there are times where I know exactly what I'm trying to do and sometimes where I don't know what I'm trying to do. But I think the worst thing I can do is do nothing. Hmm. You know? So I just try to keep it moving. Don't get too much in my head. I have all sorts of insecure thoughts. Like, everyone thinks I'm an idiot. All my old friends see me, you know, acting the maggot online, dancing around looking for attention, essentially, is what I'm doing.
And well, they're probably jealous. They won't tell you.
Don't know about that.
I mean, have you ever been in an unfortunate situation where you actually had a real job at any stage in your life?
Yeah, I have a real job now.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you don't want to talk about that.
It
kills the inspiration.
Yeah.
I've been in insurance. I've sold in a department store. I tried to study accountancy and really went mad.
Well, I work for Roots Health Food and a food truck in Salt Hill Monkstown Dart Station. I don't know if you call that a real job, but it's a job.
It sustains you.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, great. Yeah, no, this is the beauty of talking to someone like you, because the world is full of people who are they're restricted by their real jobs.
Mm.
And sometimes you got to take a chance at that, say, right, goodbye to the real job.
Yep.
Bit like the guy who did this show before I came along on Tuesday night, and, you know, but things were going really well for him, and he decided, right, I'm going to throw everything into the pot here and go for politics, you know, which is insane in the minds of most people. But that's probably why people who know you think that, you know, what's he getting out of this? He's jumping around like a lunatic here and he's singing songs that he's composing. Mm. But it's refreshing.
Mm. Well, I'm glad someone thinks so.
I think so.
I'm glad you think it's refreshing. Yeah.
So is this the future for you now? Are you committed to what you're doing?
I think so, yeah. I'm committed. I've got at least another year or two left of me, for sure, of working as hard as I possibly can. I don't know. Yeah, I have, you know, you have short term goals and long term goals, and I'm going to go for it. Why not?
What advice would you give to somebody? Say, I don't know how long you're doing this now. You've been doing it now for about 5 years, are you?
I've actually only been releasing music for about a year. I studied music production in London. I've been kind of dipping my toes in some shape or form in music in a while, but this is my actually taking a leap of faith into the world of releasing music. I started that journey 1 year ago.
Right, okay. And how's the year been?
I think it was a really good first year. Yeah. Obviously you learn a lot, and you get used to things, and it's all very exciting, and it's been great.
Do people tell you to stop? Go back to something that's more reliable.
No one's ever told me to stop. Irish people, I don't know. I think people are encouraging, for sure. I might get a little bit paranoid and think I'm picking up on people's subconscious vibes that they think I should stop. Maybe some close family members. But maybe I do some close family members thinking for them, and but you know, no, you do have your sometimes you wonder, like, am I making an absolute idiot of myself here? But most of the time, I'm fairly, I like some of the tunes. I think they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And I like writing tunes, you know, I just like it. I like it a lot. And I can't seem to not do it. So
brilliant.
I just think I'll regret, if I don't go for this, I'll regret it further down the line that I didn't go for it, you know.
I think if I'd listened to my family, I'd be an accountant now.
Mm, not a bad job, an accountant.
Well, I don't know, but the part of me that's thinking that was, you know, if I'd just driven home from the accountancy office, you know, or this kind of Gareth O'Callaghan worldwide ink accountants, whatever, you know.
Sounds good. That's got a ring to it.
Absolutely. Just, you know, dripping in wealth.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's my great big Lexus. And I'm listening to you on the radio. There would be a little smidgen part of me thinking, I think I should have stuck with what I was doing.
Yeah.
there's no money in it, but I love doing it. I miss it.
Mm.
So I think what I'm trying to say to you is, you don't be discouraged by people who don't know anything about what you're doing and can't understand what you're doing.
Mm.
Because they never will be able to understand it.
For sure. I've done a lot of growing up in the last year, specifically, I think.
Oh, not too much, please, Theo.
It's specifically in the last two or three months, I've really let go of a lot of, I'm just doing less thinking, less unnecessary thinking. Who cares? That's what I realised. No one cares. I don't care. Keep moving. And there's a lot of freedom in that, you know?
And I think there's an awful lot to be said. You know, when you talk to somebody who's in a career, it's very difficult to say to them, I keep it in the day. Because tomorrow doesn't matter. Like tonight, we had a good show tonight because we'd guests on, we'd lively listenership reaction, and then we're blessed to have you in the last hour of the show tonight. So whatever's going to happen tomorrow night, actually, there's no show tomorrow night. So, but that's okay. That's part of the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. That's good.
But like, do you have a specific time when the creativity begins to kind of come through?
I don't know. There was a time there where every time I picked up the guitar, nothing happened. But I didn't panic. I was proud of myself. I said, I'm not going to panic about this. And then something happened where I started picking up the guitar, and it was, you know, I was going to say electricity, but that's a little bit arrogant. Something was happening anyway. There was a bit of movement in me, songwriting bones, like, you know what I mean? My fingers were working some magic on the guitar, and there were some melodies coming out of my throat, and I don't question it. I just stay out of my own way.
And do you record that as it's happening?
Immediately on the iPhone, because I have the memory of a goldfish. Literally the worst memory ever. So that any time there's a melody, straight on the iPhone. And I have a thousand iPhone recordings there. But yeah. And then if it's a strong idea, you know the next day or the day after, if it's a strong idea, then that's a precious little entity you have in your pocket.
Yeah.
There in my pocket is a strong idea, something I can go back to. And it's a nice feeling.
And now that you're a year into this, like, it's no longer a kind of an apprenticeship. And it's almost like as if you're being an apprentice to yourself.
Yeah.
And you're trying to find the inner learnings that you want to give to that sort of person who's got to sell it to the world, as it were. Is it getting a little bit easier now at the end of the first year into the second year?
Is it getting easier? The more you push on, the more opportunities open up, and I think I'm fairly close to having a team that are on the same wavelength as me, with the same, you know, vision, goals, whatever, however you want to phrase it. I'd like to get to a point where I have a couple of people on my team with the same sort of thirst for what I'm after as myself, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think if you go for it, magic can happen, and that's where I'm still at. I'm just still ready to go for it, and I have a slightly better idea how to do it than I did last year. A little bit less naive.
I remember hearing back. I can't remember when it was. I was watching an interview that Stevie Wonder did. And back in 1966, he was blind from birth, but he had a great voice and he had a great mind for imagination. And as he said in the interview, he said, I might not be able to see, but my imagination can see the talent that's in me. So I just have to rely on my imagination to get it out. And that will do the rest for me. And he was very lucky to have good people around him. As you say, that's what you need. You need people to say, no, 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 it's okay, it's okay. There's a little bit of wobbling going on here, but just stand steady, stand still. And one thing he was saying was that, like back then, now we've got technology that can teach us to play anything we want. You know, the whole four chord thing on the piano. I can't remember which chords they are, but I think it's C, G, A.
No idea.
My A
minor. I should learn.
I think. Yeah. Well, they're the four chords.
Be a handy trick to know.
Apparently, there's 400 popular songs that you can play with those four chords alone on the piano. But he was saying then that, okay, his parents got him a secondhand piano, but he was blind. So basically, he sat down not even knowing what he was looking at or what he couldn't look at, what he couldn't see, but he literally started feeling his way along the white and black keys. And that was how he started.
That's just overwhelming supernatural talent. Yeah. One in a trillion. One in a bazillion.
But doesn't it come in different forms?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I can only, it's beyond comprehension what his experience of composing music must have been. Like, he's just a complete and utter
genius.
Miracle. Yeah, genius.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
Coming back to the whole kind of marketing, the disruptive marketing. Tell me a little bit about that.
Disruptive marketing. I only heard that phrase for the first time today, but I guess it's appropriate. Disruptive marketing. Well, I don't know the type of marketing I do. I just know I have 5 or 10 seconds to grab your attention, and I have to keep it for 40 seconds. And my only goal in that clip, my only goal in that video is for you to become familiar with my song. I want to go on, and then I want people to go on Spotify and play it. Simple as.
Okay.
But like, most people don't know who I am, so I have to give them a reason to stick around.
Thank you to Theo Fitzgibbons for coming in this evening. Just keep it going, okay?
I'll do my best.
It's electric stuff. Please check
Thank
it out
you.
On Instagram, and there's also stuff on YouTube there as well.
Spotify.
And Spotify, yeah. Spotify as well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay.
That's the main thing I'm trying to push.
Okay.
Yeah, go check me out on Spotify, please. Thank you.
Great, okay. Look forward to keeping in touch anyway.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Theo.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.